college softball. This has always kind of been your thing. You wanted to go on to the next level all this time, haven't you?
Yep, I did.
And McCook Community College is staying right here at home. Was there any other schools you kind of thought about besides MCC?
Yeah, there were a few others, but the main factor that played a role was just staying closer to family for a couple more years and then still having everyone near me. And then after MCC, I'll plan to go bigger and play somewhere else.
So Coach Mendenhall had nothing to do with this at all. You know, he's just a coach, right?
No, he did. He did for sure.
So yeah, you kept track of these his teams over the past couple of years. I'm sure watching when you can, and it's a good program, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for sure. And I mean, having my older sister that went to MCC also kind of played a role. And then she also set a standard for me. And just seeing what she all accomplished, I wanted to also do that.
Are you missing softball? I mean, it's been the last couple of weeks, kind of withdrawals. Are you really missing the sport?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, it was a dynamite. Could you imagine? Yeah, there's some things maybe you change. You want to get to a state tournament. That was the ultimate goal. But otherwise, everything else throughout the season went pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it went really well. I'm very pleased with how everything turned out. And, I mean, even though we didn't make it to the state championship, it was still a lot of fun to be able to host sub-districts and districts.
Going to be a little different having new teammates because you've been used to this group of girls for so long, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And something else that's nice is I'll have Malia and Layson also playing on the team with me. So that'll be nice. And also just meeting new girls will be fun. And
no question. Now you're getting ready for a little basketball season. That's next on your list, isn't it?
Yep, it is. We started conditioning this week, so I'm looking forward to that.
So Coach Schall been running you a lot already?
Not yet.
That's still to come. You didn't realize that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no question about it. But what a softball career you've had, going from just a little girl up to high school and now college. You know, you're ready for that next big step, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. And everything that I've worked for getting up to this moment has prepared me for it.
And congrats on all the awards. I mean, Class B second team, Southwest Conference. Those are kind of nice, aren't they?
Yeah, it was. And like I said, I couldn't have done that all without my teammates and everyone else that has helped me get to this point.
All right, one big highlight, or maybe two big highlights of all the games you played your senior year, what game or situation really stood out for you?
Probably the two main ones were playing Kearney Catholic at home my junior year. We were down 7-15 or something like that, and we came back and beat them in the last inning. And then also this year playing Hastings St. Cecilia at Hastings. We were down 5-0 in the first inning, and we had to come back, and it was a nail-biter the whole game. And then we pulled it through at the top of the seventh, and we had to hold them at the bottom of the seventh, and it was a really fun game.
That's going to be a game when all your teammates are your old ladies. You're going to look back in that game and talk about that over and over and over again, aren't you?
Yes, we will.
How about studies? What are you going to study now?
I haven't decided yet, but either nursing or radiology.
There's a little family tree in there a little bit with your sisters, right?
Just a little.
But you've kind of learned from them a little bit. It kind of sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, for sure.